What is your name, sir?
Darren Pavlo.
Okay, Mr. Pavlo, who's going to drive? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as your lead, sir, so just hang on and he will be with you very shortly, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, sir. Could you just please state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Darren Wade Pavlo, 308064.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members to you that are going to conduct your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable David Nim. You have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Also, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead this morning. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Wesley, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you were having this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westy in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Mr. Pablo, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out at phase one. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're violating the Arizona condition of supervision number four, as demonstrated by your failure to enroll in substance abuse counseling on or about June 4, 2018, as directed. Sir, is that true or false? Okay. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 4, 2018, as verbally directed on May 25, 2018. The offender is actually a board of supervision, thus is absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true. All right, sir, it's been that you stated that allegation number one is false. We're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, and get some additional information on allegation number one, okay?
Yes.
Mr. Westby.
On May 25th, 2018, this officer, being Cynthia Lopez, completed initial intake on offender Pablo number 308064. Upon completion of the intake, the offender was directed to report to City Council for his initial intake by his next report date of June 4th, 2018. The offender was given a letter with all the contact information for Sage Counseling Services. This officer was advised by Sage Counseling on June 12, 2018 that they would be closing out the referral for offender Pablo 308064 because he never came in and completed his initial intake and never returned any calls they placed to his phone. Offender failed to complete his initial intake for Sage Counseling as directed by this officer. And attached to the warrant, there is a client discharge report from Sage Counseling dated June 11, 2018 that states number of sessions completed zero, reason for discharge is failed to report to scheduled assessment.
Okay, Mr. Pablo?
Yes.
What's not correct about that, sir?
Oh, I did check in with the probation officer, but I didn't know this was about my counseling.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, then, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I didn't check in with counseling.
based on the admission of Mr. Pablo, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or conflict.
Okay. Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Neal. Agreed, Dr. Riley. Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Wesley. Then I'm going to come back to you and go over some information, sir. Then we'll give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Wesley.
On May 24th, 2018, Mr. Pablo was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 4th, 2018 by Las Vegas PD on new misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct. He was back in DOC custody on July 27th, 2018 for 30 abscondes. He has an adjusted community supervision date of October 26, 2018. This is his second term at DOC, current conviction, 2018, aggravated assault, 6 months, 2018, aggravated DUI, 1 year. He has a prior conviction in 2016 for aggravated DUI, 4 months. His CUIR score is 2-3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2008, aggravated DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2015, aggravated DUI, disposition unknown. Community risk score is a G2B3.
I didn't quite get something that you were saying about 4 months.
His prior conviction in 2016 for aggravated DUI, mm-hmm. which was a sentence of 4 months.
Okay.
For the information we received.
So, Mr. Pablo, I see that when you were released on May 17th, that you were had permission to reside with Logan Pablo's residence upon release from prison on May 25th. Says that you reported that you was living at your approved residence, 102 Tall Pine Peak Springs, Arizona, with your brother Logan Pablo. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
When did you leave your brother's residence, sir?
About the day I got in jail.
The day you got in jail?
Yes.
Up until the time you were arrested, you were staying with your brother?
Yes.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, I was looking for work.
Okay. So you were referred to the SAGE Substance Abuse Counseling. How come you didn't go there?
I misplaced my paper and I couldn't get a ride to the town. I couldn't get a ride.
Well, why did you notify your PO?
I just talked to her on the phone, but she never mentioned anything about SAGE.
Well, how come you didn't mention it to her?
Because it just slipped my mind. I forgot that I had to do counseling for the program. I thought, yeah, I forgot.
Okay, so what about you were to do UAs that task, and it says on June 21st of 2018 that your color was announced and you didn't submit a urine test. Why didn't you submit a urine test, sir?
Because I also misplaced that, because that was stamped to the paper. The phone number.
So did you start relapse and start back to drinking or doing drugs, or what happened?
I just relapsed on that day I got in jail. Yeah, but...
So the day you got in jail, were you drinking or you doing drugs or what happened?
Yeah, I was just drinking.
So...
Drinking alcohol.
So how did you wind up in Vegas? Why did you go to Vegas, sir?
There was going to be the 4th of July. So I just thought I'd go and see the fireworks. But I got caught that early morning.
So what happened? Why did you come in contact with the Las Vegas PD?
I was walking from the gas station over to the casino, and then they just stopped me, ran me stop.
They just stopped you for no reason?
Yeah.
It looks like you had a disorderly, a misdemeanor disorderly conduct, so what were you doing? There had to be a reason why they stopped you. So were you just overly intoxicated or what?
Just overly intoxicated.
Okay, were you stumbling, falling? Were you stumbling or falling?
Walking with a stump, walking from side to side.
Alright, so did you know and understand that you weren't supposed to leave the state without the permission of your parole officer?
Yes.
So why, you knew it, you just went up there to celebrate, or do you think that you wouldn't get any trouble and just come on back home?
Yeah.
So how did you get to Vegas, sir, when you couldn't get to go, you couldn't get a ride to go to see your PO or go to your drug program, but you could get a ride to go to Vegas?
That day I got a ride from some friends. They had a ride.
So, Mr. Pablo, are you taking any NA or AA programs while you're incarcerated, sir?
Not at the moment right now, no. I'm just waiting for this day to come, the parole hearing.
All right. Well, sir, the board's, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Pablo, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion?
Yes, I was just in a dark place at the time. My mother had just passed away, and I was locked up in jail at the time. And I came to prison, and I got out, and I didn't know how to deal with that. And I was just in a dark place. But if you let me out this time, then I promise I'll try my hardest this time. Thank you. That's all.
All right. Thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. Mr. Palmer, while the board's in discussion, I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. But I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll get back to you with the conclusion of the board's discussion, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. Mr. Pablo was released. He was released. He was staying with his brother. And then he wound up going to Las Vegas, said that he was drinking and intoxicated, and stopped by the police and ran a check on him, found out he had his warrant. However, he had failed to go to his substance abuse counseling class at SAGE. State said he just misplaced his paperwork and couldn't get a ride, but he didn't contact his PO to notify her or talk to her. He had one UA that he didn't take, and says that we need to take the UA again because he lost his paperwork. He was an absconder for 30 days, during which time he made no effort or attempt to contact his PO. He does have a history of DUIs, aggravated DUIs, and went to Vegas and was drinking, and we have no idea what he was drinking during that 30 days that he was an absconder from supervision. He will be released on October 26th of 2018. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. I would hope that he remain incarcerated, and while he's there, get involved in some drug rehabs or AA programs. him so that when he get out, he'll be better prepared to deal with his situation, work with his CO3, to see about any counseling programs he can get into once he's released. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
Agree.
Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Pablo. Violated was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions of the supervision, had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second Mr. Neal. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Mr. Pablo.
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 26th, 2018, which is a little over a month away. So why are you still there? So get involved in any AA programs or NA programs that you can get involved in while you're there. Also, work with your CO3 and see if there are some programs that you can get involved in once you are released. There are some programs on the reservations that are good programs that you can get involved in that can help you. So try to take this time, work on getting in some of those programs to get yourself together and hopefully become a productive citizen, sir, and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement or ever have to come back before this board again. Mr. Pablo, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Could you put the CO3 back on the phone and have the next person come in? Don't hang up the phone. Set it down, sir.
Okay.